Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sugito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, June 22nd, 2020. Welcome back, Sugito-san. You've covered a lot of macro ground in recent episodes. In today's episode, I'd like to narrow our focus a bit and do a deep dive on Japanese life insurance companies specifically. As our listeners know, these companies are among the largest and most important investors in the world. They also happen to have recently released fiscal year 2019 earnings. In a recent research piece, you discussed these results in detail. Can you walk our listeners through what their earnings told us about the sector's financial condition and risk appetite?
The major Japanese life insurance companies reported low profits in fiscal year 19 as lower insurance rate hit base profit. Meanwhile, sales of foreign currency denominated insurance fell, hurting insurance sales at nine companies. Life insurance sales dropped markedly in fiscal year 19. Insurance premium revenue from new policies dropped by double digits on year across the board. This was mainly because of weak sales of foreign currency denominated insurance due to the coronavirus, as well as lower sales of manager insurance now that tax profits have disappeared. Securities portfolios expanded by 1.9 trillion yen in fiscal year 19, with 1.8 trillion yen in foreign bonds and 1.4 trillion yen in JGBs contributing, with 2.8 trillion yen in Japanese stocks and 100 billion yen in foreign stocks offsetting. Loss of value in equity holdings had a negative impact. The biggest contribution to foreign bond growth was 1.8 trillion yen from North America. European bond holdings, which had expanded the past 2 years, fell. Credit exposure through investment funds based in South and Central America, classified as foreign stocks, also dropped. This data, together with other securities flows data, tells us that Japanese life insurance companies accumulated U.S. corporate bonds. Accordingly, these institutions supported the U.S. credit market in March 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic roiled financial markets around the world.
Thanks for that. What else was in those earnings? What FX hedge ratios for their USD and Euro denominated investments? Also, was there anything in either their earnings or elsewhere that tells us anything about the duration risk Japanese life insurance companies are taking here?
During this time, LIFRA's currency hedging rate rose to 66% for securities portfolio overall, 58% for US dollar assets, and 92% for euro assets. Japanese investors seem to feel it was a good opportunity to reset their currency hedges on their securities portfolios as US dollar JPY hold shrunk. They quickly hedged for currency risk and locked in foreign bond portfolio performance. Most surprising was the currency hedging level for euro bonds, which rose even further from already high level. European debt balances were flat on a net basis in fiscal year 19, but existing euro securities portfolios were managed tightly because of the pandemic. The Euro-JPY risk was mostly locked. I believe that was the result of the Ministry of Finance liquidity enhancement auctions offer a good view into the duration risk these institutions are taking. The average durations of offers accepted at the June 11th JGB liquidity enhancement auction for bonds maturing in 15 to 39 years was 23.6 years. Average duration has been increasing even since mid-fiscal year 2018, reflecting the robust need for duration at life insurers the main buyers of super long JGBs. This was not simple risk-taking, but rather more a reflection of relative value and regulations. Factors contributing to life insurers' more active buying of super long JGBs. Insurers include higher yields due to the relative steeper curve and the need to reduce interest rate risks. To reduce or eliminate the duration gap between asset and liabilities, either the adoption of new economic value-based solvency rules.
All right. I think we can safely say that listeners know what Japanese life insurance companies have been up to. The obvious next question is what they do going forward. What are your thoughts on that? What do you expect to see in fiscal year 2020?
Japanese life risk trading strategy in fiscal year 19 was defensive. Capturing yield as they increased their holdings of mainly U.S. corporate bonds, while also resetting currency hedges on existing portfolios. During this time, European bond portfolios were able to forestall a drop of earnings as they locked in the performance while taking US dollar JPY forward premium. Such a management stance was consistent with a drop in foreign currency insurance sales. Looking ahead, the COVID-19 pandemic will inevitably alter real demand for insurance sales. Even if Japanese insurers, asset managers increase their risk preference for alternative investments, the scale would be limited. And regardless, they will likely increase FX hedged foreign bond purchases. In my view, Japanese life risk flows will likely support US dollar GPY more bond, but not be a strong driver of an increase in US dollar GPY spot rate. This sector's flows will likely change JPY basis swaps, so keep a close eye on Japanese lifers as a catalyst for price action in JPY cross-currency basis. In terms of duration, Japanese lifers will likely manage their duration risk to satisfy new economic value-based solvency rules. We conclude that super long JGB demands from Japanese lifers will not decline, and we expect that buying to exert flattening pressure and or curb steepening pressure on the JGB yield curve.
That was very helpful. Thank you. To close things out, why don't we finish with your view on the yen, US dollar JPY basis, and JPY rates? Listeners may remember that last week you told us you expected the lower bound on spot USD JPY to be robust. And in fact, USD JPY has traded in a tight range. Do you expect that to continue? What about USD JPY basis and JPY rate?
Looking ahead, US dollar rates are unlikely to reverse if yield control operations are introduced by the Fed. One risk is additional fiscal outlays, but US rates have stabilized after huge outlays, and there is little likelihood that US rates will surge. However, investors must remember that real flows are not necessarily upfront flows, and these flows could soon dry up. Japanese investors are unlikely to keep hedging low with US dollar JPY forward points low and stable, and they will naturally rebuild their foreign bond portfolios with hedging currency risk. Accordingly, we expect US dollar JPY basis swaps to widen, albeit slightly. Separately, US dollar JPY spot rate could decline, but it is likely to stay within the 105 to 108 range. Finally, I expect JPY rate swaps to remain range bound at current half year end.
That's great analysis, Sakito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.